We might be wondering why Jesus is so full of zeal for his Father's house, and why does he flip over the money changers and drive out the people who are selling animals and doves and so on and so forth. God set up 1,500 years before Jesus this whole sacrificial system, right? He gives these teachings and laws about what types of animals need to be sacrificed in which situations. So we hear about that again when Mary and Joseph bring the child Jesus to the temple. It says that they brought with them two turtle doves, right? And so what the original system was that people were supposed to be bringing their own animals. Joseph and Mary brought their own two turtle doves. But what happened is that people started creating this whole system where instead of bringing their own animals, people would sell them in the temple. They would sell lambs. They would sell doves. We heard about that in the gospel, right? All these different things. And also, instead of bringing their own animals, people were, again, being sold and buying animals in the temple for it and so on and so forth. So that is why Jesus is so full of zeal and turns over the temple money changers and the tables and says, take these turtle doves and all these other animals out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace. You and I, through our baptism, are now also temples of the Holy Spirit. It's not a metaphor. It's actually in the scriptures. When we get baptized, we become a temple of the Holy Spirit. So just as Jesus' zeal was overflowing in the Father's temple, so now his zeal is full of us in our temple as well. Jesus desires to come into our soul and to drive out anything that would cause us any sin, any temptations, all of that. He wants to drive those things out of our souls, right? And the devil's telling us, don't let him in. Don't let him in because the devil is saying, he's going to hurt us. He's going to flip tables and that's going to be painful, right? And he's saying he's going to be driving out stuff and you're going to want it. And that's a total lie. Jesus loves you and I more than we could ever fathom. He wants to come into our souls, not to do violence to us, but the better image is that we are buried under rubble. And we have no ability on our own to get out from underneath that rubble. But Jesus is literally pulling the rocks off of us, getting his fingers bloody, so that he can free us from our sins. One of the main ways that he desires to do that is through the sacrament of reconciliation. The church says we have to go once a year. I go once or twice a month just because I need Jesus to be regularly taking those rocks that I can do nothing about. I need Jesus to be taking those rocks off of me. We have a couple of minutes of opportunity as well. Typically what I do during these minutes of silent adoration at the end of Mass is I just say, Jesus, come into my heart once again. Drive out from me anything that would be contrary to your will for me, because I know that you love me infinitely more than I could ever fathom.